welcome everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, self-care versus self-centered. Are you being true to yourself? Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, everybody, and thank you for stopping in for this Friday's reflection. It is inspired by this week's guest, the wild Vanessa Talbot, the distinguished J.V. Crum III, the ever-so-lovely Emily Castle, and the ever-so-knowledgeable Harneet Bala. It is also inspired by the words of Frederick Douglass. He said, "I prefer to be true to myself, even at the hazard of incurring the ridicule of others, rather than to be false and to incur my own abhorrence." When I look at this week's panel of guests, what really calls out to me is how these four people are living lives that are true to them, or what we call in coaching, lives that are aligned to their true values. Sometimes on our quest to live this true life, we're our own worst enemies, battling over, should I do this or is this selfish? My first question would be to you, if you weren't supposed to do whatever it is you feel is calling to you, why is it calling to you? If it's calling to you, that is an impressive sign that it's aligned with your personal gift and in return, your authentic life, or even your purpose. In an earlier show, I discuss in more detail about life purpose. And remember that it is not a role, but a feeling. So consider, before we get started today, what fills you with your favorite, most incredible feeling? Now I want you to think, what can I take part in during this life that will continuously fill me with this very feeling? If when you play music, you're filled with this amazing feeling and you do not currently have music in your life, so you don't have this feeling in your life, how can you get it? Can you take lessons? Can you practice with a group of musicians? Make up a band even? Can you book one night a week playing the keyboard at a local restaurant? Can you go to school for music? And age is not an excuse for me. Remember, I didn't go to college until I was 30 and I attended grad school and started writing at 40. So how can you integrate this passion even on a low level? Because remember, you said this fills you with your favorite feeling of all time. Can you be the one to give lessons? Can you volunteer? Can you open a music school? If music is not your thing, what is, and how can you fill yourself up with this amazing feeling as often as possible in your life? And how can you move closer to your authentic life, one that matches your values? Now, my second question to you. You've had to have an inkling that this feels completely and freakishly amazing, and you're not doing it. So what's stopping you? Too often people stay where they are because of things like expectations of others. Maybe your parents put you through college and now you feel obligated to be that engineer because that's what your degree is in after all. Or maybe you wanted to be a barber rather than an attorney. Maybe that lacks prestige for you. Maybe you're just worried about what other people will say. Or maybe you're stuck between the battle of self-care and self-centered. To make a change could cost time and money. It could inconvenience a parent, spouse, your children. Yes, all of this is true. But whether it's for 6 months or 6 years, in the end, it will be worth it. And not only that, every inch of what you experience along the way will change you, will strengthen you, will transform you and your life. Because remember, it's not always about the goal. It's about the experience. And then you're going to be living a life that you designed, that you created for yourself. And again, this does not mean that you have to quit your job or make any major decisions. Not at first, anyway. Feel it out. Get your feet wet. Envision it. Explore it. And then decide what executing looks like for you. Here's what Deepak Chopra has to say about utilizing self-care versus being self-centered. He says, this is more than your personality, more than your ego, but the whole tapestry that constitutes who you really are. If you want to find the balance between taking care of yourself and being self-centered, take time to make yourself whole and healthy. Divide your time into the following segments: sleep time, play time, creative time, downtime, focused work time, and relationship time. Do that and you will find the balance. So which segment of life can your passion fit into? And are you making sure to nurture this segment in your life? If you're listening to this show and you are doing that, you should be emailing me at Lynette@motivatemepodcast.com so you can come on the show and share with others how exactly you're doing that. And if you're not, you need to have a sit down with yourself and these categories to figure out where you are off balance and how you can get that straightened out first. Reach out to people, let them help you, verbalize what you want, and it will become so. So let's look at how my guests this week are doing in the Be True to Yourself department. Monday's guest, we had profile builder Vanessa Talbot on the show. And Vanessa has a private Facebook group that has over 8,500 members. She is successful at what she does. But her passion is something entirely different from her day job. She rescues orphaned and injured Australian wildlife. What Vanessa said that was most powerful was that while she truly enjoys her job, eventually she can see herself living without it. However, she says, she can never live without nature and the animals she rescues. This is a strong sign that she is living a life that is true to her and her values. On Tuesday, we had J.V. Crum III. J.V. has a story that goes deeper than we even covered on the show, and his list of credentials are just as long. But what was most interesting about J.V. is that despite all of the discipline he has mustered in his lifetime to reach goals, as he is an expert in goal setting, and all the drive he continues to put towards his business ventures, he finds himself 100 pounds overweight. In typical entrepreneur style, though, JV created a podcast for entrepreneurs who, while focusing on their businesses, have not been dedicating time to their health. JV is a successful professional who really opened a vulnerable space to tell his story to us and share the plan he feels will aid him in reclaiming his health. In doing so, JV proves that teaching is what fuels his passion. Wednesday, we spoke with women's leadership and sisterhood coach, Emily Castle. Emily, regardless of the distraction of a comfortable full-time job in which she was excelling, opted out of the 9-to-5 security and into a life truer to her. She says that her grandmother was one of 12 sisters, that she was always a one-person friend, and that in college she became part of the most amazing group of female friends, a scenario she never saw for herself. It's hard not to see how this was a natural progression for her, that coaching women was a logical next step to Emily's degree in psychology and her life full of relationships with women. Emily is extremely knowledgeable and engaged in feminine leadership and sisterhood, concepts that support what she has valued her entire life. Thursday, Harneet Bala came back to teach us a lesson in personal branding. This makes me smile because Harneet's magic lies in his marketing skills. And one of the things he does is help people present an image that is true to them, to present their business in a light that will serve them fiscally and emotionally. But a secret between us is that the day Harneet's episode aired, which was yesterday, he began something new on his own social media. He began airing short video recordings solving marketing issues for his followers. What was so funny about this is how even experts in their fields cannot see themselves in the same light they can see others, in the same identifiable way they can see even complete strangers. After Harneet aired his first video, I gave him some professional and friendly feedback behind the scenes. I told him that what is the most authentic, most true about him is the way he couples a hard-nosed work attitude with a sense of humor. It's an awesome mix of, did he just say that? And geez, I better do that right now. Not only because Harneet Bala just said to, but because he was so serious about it. I know that Harneet said he is going to mention our conversation in his next video. I can only imagine what he's going to say, but I say this to him. Dude, be yourself. That's the best part about you. People are going to love it. So speaking of Harneet's issue of not being able to easily recognize his own uniqueness and the value of that, I struggle with the same thing. I think we all do. We just can't see ourselves in that same light that we can analyze other people. And I know it's because of our inner critics, our self-doubts, our limiting beliefs, the assumptions we make, the interpretations that aren't true. But I saw someone I used to work with this week. I hope he's listening because he said something meaningful. He told me he was listening to the show, and to be honest, I didn't really believe him at first. I said, really? Like, yeah, right. And he pulled his phone right out and showed me how he accesses the episodes. Now, regardless of his soft-spoken ways, he has a great way of just blurting out the truth at the same time, which the juxtaposition of those things makes it kind of funny. And he is just the type of person you respect. So I said to him, okay, so tell me honestly what you think of the show. And he said, it's better now. And I said, okay, fair assessment. It was a little sticky coming out of the gate. I had to get used to it. And he said, oh yeah, I know. You're doing much better now. I just love so much that this person is listening to the show. And I love even more his honesty. So thank you. You know who you are. I will put Harneet Bala on blast, but I will not blast this person. So what did we learn today? I'm going to tell you. Just live a life that is true to you. The thing is, you may not have started your life in a way that leads you to your passion. And I know that transition is difficult. If you are that lawyer who always wanted a barbershop, that's a struggle. However, this is the way my brain works. Hey, you're a lawyer who can afford a barbershop. Make free time. Get trained. Buy a shop. Work one day a week, and sooner or later, you'll be there full time. This can be true for everyone. I always wanted to go to cosmetology school, and I did go to become a nail technician. Stupid me, though. Didn't want to invest the time and money into adding the hair portion of the course. If I did that, I wouldn't have taken the same steps that got me here, I do realize. But I have told poor John that one day, I may just want to learn to cut hair as a hobby. Some of you may be thinking, that Lynette Renda girl is crazy. But I think you get why I created this show. To get you out of your comfort zones. To get you into doing something you enjoy. To get you excited about your life. And guess what? This is never over. Being curious and wanting to try new things and exploring will never be over for me. And it shouldn't be for you either. I am not a museum goer. I'm the person who wants to go scuba diving or horseback riding or play archery, ride bikes, get my palm read, climb mountains, swim, bar hop, dance, eat fine meals, and drink fine wine. I want to experience life. I want to live it. I want to write the book, not just read it. What do you want to do? Is your life true to you? Is it true to who you've always been and always wanted to be? And remember, this absolutely does not mean that you have to leave your job. Don't subtract anything from your life. Add things. Add what makes your heart hopeful and your palms sweat and the fire ignite inside of you. And it does not matter what anyone around you says about it. Ignore them. They will get over it. I'm going to leave you with two closing words and then I'm out of here. I want you to decipher them in context to yourself because, like I said, no one else matters when it comes to this, just like Frederick Douglass said. My final words are your go-to for today. Do you.